Welcome to the first midweek podcast of 2021. What a start to the new year it's been. Beginning the new year at Tier 4 and now this new national lockdown. Although we really do thank God for the very good news that the government have not tried to stop us meeting on Sundays for now. That really is brilliant. But we need encouraging, don't we? At this time, we always do, but we feel it even more at the moment, perhaps. So, be encouraged by these words from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. Let me read them now. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. I'll just read those words again so they can sink in a little more. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face and let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. I don't know how it works for you, but for me it's often a case of new year, new start to personal Bible reading. And this year that involves 2 or 3 weeks in the Song of Songs in the company of a so far fantastic new book by Julian Hardiman, a book called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. I'll put a link to some details about it in the email in case you're interested in following it up. I'm just loving it. It's quite trendy these days in Christian circles to see the Song of Songs as a book that's really just about intimate human relationships, men and women falling in love with one another, coming together in marriage. And you can see why, to be honest. You read it through and it is a very intimate book. It is quite explicit at times. We were looking at sex and relationships a few years ago, and we started by putting on the wall some quotations, including some from the Song of Songs and other bits of the Bible, and then other quotations about sex and relationships from modern songs in the charts and other areas of culture. We made sure we stayed appropriate, don't worry. And then we asked the lasers to guess which of the quotations came from the Bible and which came from elsewhere, and it was just fun watching their eyes out on stalks when we told them that some of the ones from the Song of Songs really did come from the Bible. It is an eye-opening book at times. But is it only about human relationships, intimate human relationships? I don't think so, for a number of reasons. Jesus tells us, do you remember after his resurrection, that the whole of the Old Testament is about him. And when he says that, presumably, he's including the Song of Songs. And then there's the title of the book, isn't there? The Song of Songs. It's a superlative title. This is the best song of all the songs that there are. The greatest song ever. That seems to hint this is talking about something greater than just human love. There are loads of songs about human love. This is about something more. There are great parallels with Psalm 45. You might want to glance at that another time. A royal wedding psalm talking about this great king figure and his bride. And the book of Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that's definitely talking about Jesus and his church. He's the king, the bride is his church. And there are such parallels with the Song of Songs. You think, well, that must be true of the Song of Songs too. And in the New Testament, we read in Ephesians 5 and elsewhere how human marriage between a man and a woman is a picture, a God-given picture of the love between the Lord Jesus and his people, the church. And there's just the fact you read through the Song of Songs and it's full of so many completely over-the-top descriptions of love. And you can have the best human marriage in the world. It won't come close to what the Song of Songs is talking about. It just seems to be talking about something so much more. Something available to all of us, whether we're married on earth or not. So in other words, as we hear these words in the Song of Songs between this man and this woman, we're not just hearing the words of a human husband to his bride or his bride-to-be, of a human bride to her husband. A husband-to-be. We are meant to hear the words of the Lord Jesus to his church. and not just to his church generally, but to every single one of his people who make up his church, to you and to me, if we're trusting him. And that's an extraordinary thought. How does Jesus feel about you? How do you think Jesus feels about you? Well, some of us want to say he's God. He doesn't really do feelings in the way that we do. It's just a sort of a business-like transaction. He's decided to be good to us, and there it is. Well, no. Even just this verse from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14 tells us. Some of us are tempted to think the way Jesus thinks about us is very negative. That's the deep suspicion we have all the time, isn't it? He sees our failures, and he does. And he sees us messing up in the same way again, and he must be so frustrated with us, like some of us can be with our children when they come to us, perhaps just a bit cross and grumpy, snapping. Oh, it's you again. What do you want? Well, no, hear again these words. Chapter 2, verse 14. Hear Jesus' words to you, to me, to every one of his people. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Come on, Jesus is saying. Come to me. Can you hear his longing for us to come to him, and just his delight in us too? The idea that Jesus would describe our voice as sweet, our faces as lovely. Come out where I can see you, he says. It's just the best sight in the world to me. Let me hear your voice. I long to. It's the voice I most long to hear. And it's just amazing, isn't it, to think the Lord Jesus tells us he really does love us and all his people like that. And isn't that an encouraging thing at such a difficult time? Maybe you want to look back over that verse and just ponder it for a few more moments and just think, this is Jesus speaking those words to you. Isn't that encouraging at such a difficult time? Some of us feeling quite stressed, I suspect, or just down, or maybe really lonely and isolated, tempted as we so often are to turn in on ourselves in self-pity. We'll hear the voice of the one who loves us and delights in us more than we will ever know. My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely, he says to us. That'll get us praying and talking to him at the start of another day, won't it? It might get us along to the prayer meeting this evening, even if we weren't particularly planning to come. Get us to church on Sunday. The thought that Jesus so loves us and so longs to see us coming to him. Let's go to him now. Let's let him hear our voices now as we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this verse. It blows our minds. If we're honest, we often really struggle to believe that this could possibly be true, that you could love us like this, that you could be so delighted in us, that you could so want to see us and be so pleased to hear our voices. We pray that you'd help us to hear and believe these words of yours. And we do pray for those who are really struggling at the moment, that you would help them to believe these things too. As your people, would we love being loved by you like this, and be delighted at the thought that you delight in us like this? We ask in your name. Amen. And then I'll lead us in one more prayer, rather predictably, about the coronavirus situation. But let's pray. Father, we pray for our local area, our nation, and our world, especially at the moment with this ongoing pandemic. We pray so much that in your kindness you would stop this virus. Please, with this latest lockdown and the rollout of these vaccines, lead to a reduction, a significant reduction in the number of people getting really ill and the number of people dying from this virus. We continue to pray for our leaders, for our government, for those leading the NHS at the moment, for others making critical decisions. We ask that you would give them strength and wisdom. And we pray for those in our church family working in the health services, for Andrew and Daniel and Phil and Ruth and Sam and others. Please would you give them strength and wisdom at the moment. We pray for teachers and others who work in schools and all those with school-aged children. Help them, help us to adjust to so many last-minute changes and to get back into good routines of remote learning. We pray for those who are now on furlough. Again, for those who are still looking for work, we ask that you would help them to trust you and find good things to do. And we pray that you would provide for them in every way in your good time. And we pray, Lord, that you would use what is going on to bring many to see how much they need you. And they need to know you. Please be at work powerfully for your glory in our country through all of this. We so feel our weakness and our total dependence on you. Show us your grace, we pray, and help us to live and speak in ways that say something of the hope that we have in you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' great name. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. It would be lovely to see you at the prayer meeting this evening. Do tune in if you possibly can.